Hey everybody, Adam Stott here. Thanks for checking out my podcast, Business Growth Secrets. You're absolutely in the right place. This podcast is going to reveal to you all of the secrets that you've been looking to discover that are going to allow you to cure your cash flow problems, attain more clients, bring in more leads for your business, and create systems and processes that give you the growth that you want. You are going to discover the business growth secrets you have been looking for that I've used to sell over £50 million worth of products and services on social media and help clients everywhere to grow their businesses on demand. So let's get started on the Business Growth Secrets podcast. Hey everybody, and welcome back to another big success story. And I'm really, really pleased to be sitting here with Nadine, who has had an amazing experience with us over the past 3 days. She's actually a double award winner at the Branded Retreat because she won Best Story and the Creativity Award. She got one of the awards with her now, not both, but we'll talk about that in a moment. I just want to say that, Nadine, I think you've inspired people in the room while you've been here. It's been amazing to have you here. How does it feel to be an award winner right now?
Amazing. I was really shocked. I still am shocked. I didn't think it was possible. Yeah, I'm really, really very, very happy.
You are, right? And you've seen yourself in the media. You've seen your business getting featured. How did that feel?
I don't think it's quite sunk in. To be honest, it feels amazing. It's not something that I ever thought I would see about myself. So,
and how does that make you see yourself differently now?
It's given me a bit of belief that I never had before. It's been quite an emotional week, and I wasn't expecting it to be, but it's helping me with the kind of issues that I have around my self-belief and what I'm capable of.
And that's that transformation, that transformational journey. Yeah. And I think that really leads into why you won Best Story, because you've been through a lot, right? You've had quite an emotional journey anyhow. And hopefully moving forward, you can use some of those experiences to empower you rather than suppress you. And I'm not saying that they were suppressing you. I think that you've stepped into that. And now you want to help other people in a cause that I think is phenomenal. That's what the business is all about. So do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I've kept a lot of stuff that's personal to me hidden away and been too ashamed to kind of talk about it. But I now want to use the experiences that I've had to help other people. And, you know, I want to show other people that they can kind of have a business and work hard and be proud of something and actually achieve something in life, especially when they've been told that they can't. I love business. I've always loved business. So to be able to help other people in business is
something that makes you happy. Yeah. And also the fact that you said there were things that you're ashamed of, you've overcome them, shows a lot of courage, right? And I think that courage that you've had and you've demonstrated while you've been here, how have you felt the group have responded to that when you told them all your story?
Actually, I was talking to one of the ladies this afternoon and she said, you must have seen everybody's reaction. And I said, I didn't, because I was in shock and I don't even know what I said. Like, I can't remember. And she said, everybody was really impacted by your words and your story. And it still feels a bit odd to me because I'm kind of getting used to sharing it. It's the first time I've kind of done that in front of a group full of people. So, yeah, I kind of didn't really realise how much of an impact my experiences could have on people and how much they could potentially help people.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, it did. It shifted the room. And obviously, you want to help women moving forward, right, who are experiencing abuse or domestic abuse in some way, and that's what your business is about. And if anybody's watching and they know somebody that suffered from anything like that, and there's a lot of that happens in the world right now, then certainly reach out to Nadine, because I don't know what you want to share on here or what you don't want to share, but I think you've definitely got you've been through it, you understand it, you've come out the other side of it, and you're doing it with bravery and courage, right? So it's something you should be really proud of.
Thank it's, yeah, I'm doing my best to, feel that way about it. So after spending years not feeling good about it, I'm trying to turn it around. You learn so much from experiences that you go through in life, and I really believe that you do learn more from the not so good stuff, but I have to find something good to come out of those experiences. So if the good can be helping other people, then, you know, at least it's had an impact.
Yeah, absolutely. And I understand firsthand how that is, and finding that courage. So tell us a bit about your business and what you're doing, and tell us a little bit. Obviously, you've got the creativity, you've got the story. You know, we really felt that you've been really creative in your approach. Tell us a bit about the business.
So I started my business in lockdown in 2020, running online networking events, doing speed networking events. But the world's changed again. My skills have changed and developed massively over the kind of 10 years I've been in business in total. And I want to put all the things that I can do to good use. So I'm creating a virtual business emporium, which is kind of a pick and mix for business owners, aimed at small micro businesses, lots of simple software solutions that are low cost, high value, a kind of do what they say on the tin, profit driving solution. So it could be things like lead generating interactive magazines, for example, that actually people can sell from. It's not just sending out a document, it's actually something they can sell from. Things like digital business cards, again, that people can sell from. We've got a business directory, again, that people can sell from. So everything's designed to help people increase their web presence and make more sales, essentially, but in simple, easy to manage ways that are not tech kind of heavy, because so many people that I talk to get overwhelmed by the tech side of stuff and it puts them off. And there's actually some stuff that people can do and implement in their business that's actually going to help them make money very simply. So that's what
and where can people find that more about that business, Nadine?
So it's called The Wow Effect. So thewoweffect.co.uk. And that's where I'm hanging out.
Yeah, absolutely. And in building that business and going through all the challenges that you've been through, what are some of the things that you would say to business people, business women that want to go and succeed out there? What are some of the things that you'd say they need to overcome in terms of fears or beliefs?
I would definitely say to learn from other people. I think surrounding yourself with people who have actually got your best interests at heart and who are positive. A lot of my friends in jobs don't understand what being self-employed is like. So I think you have to choose who you want to spend your time with carefully. Just get people that are cheerleaders for you. You know, I have a couple of really good friends who are just my biggest cheerleaders.
And want to see you succeed, right?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And I think it's really important. It can be lonely. It can be a lonely place being a business owner. But actually, if you have conversations, you network, you talk to people, you come across more opportunities and people that will help you. And I just think the more you kind of talk about what you're doing and about who you help, then, you know, you get more support as you kind of go along.
Absolutely. And you've been here with us for 3 days. You've been at the Branded Retreat. Yes. Lots have done for you, right? And lots of things happening. Yeah. How would you sum it up? What would you say about it? What's it been like for you? What's the experience been like?
It's been really good. It's been unexpected in that, I don't know, I didn't think I'd be this emotional. And I think I've cried every day because it's quite an emotional journey. Not in a bad way, but just like in a making you think quite deeply about lots of different things kind of way.
Yeah.
And looking at things from different angles that you don't normally look at, thinking about things differently and kind of putting it all together. It's been a brilliant experience. Absolutely amazing. Just like seeing the pictures, seeing, you know, the press releases and the awards, like seeing everything come together is pretty awesome.
It's been pretty incredible how every person in that room has got big results, haven't they? And I think that is really encouraging. It was great to see your media come up. It was your photography session you had with Aaron. Yeah. You looked amazing in the photos, and then seeing those photos in the press, how did that feel?
incredible. I was really shocked. Someone tapped me on the shoulder and went, look. And I was like, oh, what?
Yeah.
It's awesome. I'm going to be, I've already sent it out to a couple of friends, that link.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be plastered all over the place.
Well done, you. You've been amazing. We've really enjoyed you and really enjoyed having you here, and really big things for the future, I have no doubt. Go and check Nadine out at thewoweffect.co.uk, doing some fabulous things for businesses. You've been amazing. Really pleased to have you here, and thanks for coming on and sharing a bit about your experience. Well done.
Hey everybody, Adam here, and I hope you loved today's episode. Hope you thought it was fabulous. And if you did, I'd like to ask you a small favour. Could you jump over and go and give the podcast a review? Of course, I'll be super grateful if that is a 5-star review. We're putting our all into this podcast for you, delivering you the content, giving you the secrets. And if you've enjoyed it, please go and give us a review and talk about what your favourite episode is, perhaps. Every single month, I select someone from that review list to come to one of my exclusive Academy days and have lunch with me on the day, meeting hundreds of my clients. So if you want that to be you, then you're going to be in with a shout if you go and give us a review on iTunes. Please, of course, do remember to subscribe so you can get all the up-to-date episodes. Peace and love, and I'll see you very, very soon. Thank you.